plug hits a monster milestone for hydrogen production, and Aurora Hydrogen in Canada is doing amazing work legitimizing methane pyrolysis through the Open Hydrogen Initiative. I'll go over this news and give my thoughts on today's Hydrogen Podcast.
So the big questions in the energy industry today are, how is hydrogen the primary driving force behind the evolution of energy? Where is capital being deployed for hydrogen projects globally? And where are the best investment opportunities for early adopters who recognize the importance of hydrogen? I will address the critical issues and give you the information you need to deploy capital. Those are the questions that will unlock the potential of hydrogen, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Paul Rodden, and welcome to the Hydrogen Podcast.
In a press release on April 23rd, Plug continues to make substantial advancement in hydrogen generation build-out. Plug Power, a global leader in comprehensive hydrogen solutions for the green hydrogen economy, has reached nameplate capacity at the company's hydrogen plants in Georgia and Tennessee. With this increased supply from their hydrogen production network, Plug will benefit from a lower cost of hydrogen, a crucial step in the company's roadmap to achieve profitable growth. This is headlined by the company's first green hydrogen plant in Georgia, already reaching nameplate capacity of 15 tons per day of liquid hydrogen production, marking a significant milestone for Plug's hydrogen network and the hydrogen economy in the U.S. In a quote from Andy Marsh, Plug's CEO, as part of our initiative to strengthen financial performance, we are pleased to make headway in a two-pronged strategy. Lower-cost sourced hydrogen through capacity expansions at our Georgia and Tennessee plants, coupled with improved margins through the recalibration of pricing across our portfolio. He also says, we greatly appreciate our customers' loyalty and commitment to our joint vision for a clean energy future. Their willingness to work alongside us underscores the critical role that Plug's hydrogen products play in their operations. As part of the company's efforts to restructure the business model, Plug implemented price increases across all of its offerings, including equipment, service, and fuel. This recalibration of prices better reflects the value of Plug's services while still offering a strong economic proposition to its customers, all of which aligns with the company's strategic focus on enhancing both cash flow and margins. Plug has continued to make substantial progress in building out its North America green hydrogen network to meet customer demand. The company's Georgia hydrogen plant, home to the largest proton exchange membrane electrolyzer system in the U.S., has been running at a stable rate of 15 tons per day since the beginning of the month. With Plug's Tennessee plant now operating at nameplate capacity of 10 tons per day, the company has achieved a total liquid hydrogen capacity of 25 tons per day, which can now fulfill approximately 50% of its customers' green hydrogen demand. Plug's cryogenic fleet now consists of 40 trailers, which are being filled and supplying liquid hydrogen to Plug customers across the United States in material handling operations, fuel cell electric vehicles, and stationary power applications. The company's Louisiana plant, which is a joint venture with Olin Corporation, is projected to add another 15 tons per day of liquid green hydrogen to Plug's North American network by the end of Q3 of this year. With the addition of the Louisiana plant, Plug will have 40 tons per day of internal production capacity, meeting the majority of its customers' demand. In addition, the company continues to collaborate with its key hydrogen supplier in the U.S. Plug is also doing substantial work on other U.S.-based plants and is actively engaged with key strategic suppliers to facilitate the expansion of its green hydrogen network and to achieve cost-effectiveness in green hydrogen production at scale. In a quote from Sanjay Shrestha, Plug General Manager of Energy Solutions and Chief Strategy Officer, our green hydrogen ecosystem was built on a deep understanding of customer needs. Our Georgia and Tennessee plants operating at full capacity is a meaningful step towards continuing to drive cost reduction and margin enhancement in our fuel business. Okay, so this is major news for Plug. To reach nameplate capacity is something that many plants never accomplish. So to hear that both the Georgia plant and the Tennessee plant have hit that milestone is a big win and shows that Plug has the ability to hit their production targets. And as they continue to expand their facilities, there's nothing to suggest that they wouldn't be able to hit that again with production targets of 40 tons per day of liquid hydrogen production. I said a few episodes ago that the first half of this year will look very good for Plug, and that's turning out to be the case. As long as they keep making wins like this and increasing their revenue, they should be in a much better position at the end of the year financially than they have been in years past. Next, in a press release on April 23rd, Aurora Hydrogen advances low-carbon hydrogen market, opening new pathway to decarbonization. Aurora Hydrogen, an Edmonton-based hydrogen technology company, is producing the world's first high-efficiency clean hydrogen through methane pyrolysis and collaborating across the industry to develop the low-carbon hydrogen market in Canada. Aurora Hydrogen is helping advance transparency and credibility of hydrogen markets alongside industry leaders as a technical sponsor of the Open Hydrogen Initiative, or OHI, a group led by GTI Energy, S&P Global Commodity Insights, and National Energy Technology Laboratory, and through its presence at prominent energy conferences. OHI recently released an open-source toolkit to standardize the carbon intensity measurement of hydrogen for the global market. With hydrogen supply expected to grow by 170% to 256 million metric tons in 2050, this according to S&P Global Commodity Insights, a standard tool to measure carbon intensity will unlock hydrogen's potential to decarbonize energy-intensive sectors. As the sole methane pyrolysis company in OHI, Aurora Hydrogen provided input on the toolkit to ensure it included all viable production methods and factored in the valorization of the carbon co-product. In a quote from Dr. Andrew Gillis, co-founder and CEO of Aurora Hydrogen, "At Aurora, we believe that low-cost, low-carbon hydrogen is necessary to bring the market to its full potential scale. And the first step to recognize low-carbon hydrogen is to drive consistency on how we are calculating carbon intensity. The OHI toolkit will support the adoption of hydrogen as an economically attractive decarbonization pathway. We hope to see governments and companies alike lean on the expertise of those involved with OHI and implement this toolkit to measure the carbon emissions of hydrogen at any given facility, regardless of location or production method. To further industry collaboration and advance the progress of low-carbon hydrogen, Gillis and Dr. Aaron Bobicki, Chief Technology Officer at Aurora Hydrogen, will be speaking at the Canadian Hydrogen Convention in Edmonton from April 23rd through the 25th. Gillis and Bobicki will be featured on panels discussing hydrogen's role in the energy transition, how hydrogen can assist with energy security, and how to scale up microwave-driven methane pyrolysis. In a quote from Bobicki, "To accelerate the next phase of the hydrogen economy, we need industry collaboration. Conferences like the Canadian Hydrogen Convention bring players from across the hydrogen supply chain to together discuss how we can drive the hydrogen market forward. Aurora's hydrogen method of methane pyrolysis produces clean hydrogen at the point of use, eliminating the need for hydrogen transportation or CO2 storage. First developed and tested by scientists from the University of Toronto and the University of Alberta in Canada, the method uses natural gas and microwaves to produce hydrogen and solid carbon without CO2 emissions." Okay, so as you all know, methane pyrolysis is very high on my list of technologies that I believe we will see succeed in the clean hydrogen economy. And Aurora Hydrogen is doing a great job to ensure that that production method has a seat at the table when discussions of emissions and landed costs take place. Now, I'll be honest, before this press release, I really didn't know that much about their operations. But after some digging into their technology, I'm very impressed with their on-site production, as well as the lack of needing water and no CO2 disposal. And so I'm looking forward to seeing Aurora scale their platform and really bring methane pyrolysis to the global market. All right, that's it for me, everyone. If you have a second, I would really appreciate it if you could leave a good review on whatever platform it is that you listen to. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, YouTube, whatever it is. That would be a tremendous help to the show. And as always, if you ever have any feedback, you're welcome to email me directly at info@thehydrogenpodcast.com. So until next time, keep your eyes up and honor one another.
Hey, this is Paul. I hope you liked this podcast. If you did and want to hear more, I'd appreciate it if you would either subscribe to this channel on YouTube or connect with your favorite platform through my website at www.thehydrogenpodcast.com. Thanks for listening. I very much appreciate it. Have a great day.